Certainly one of the most world-class sporting events are the Olympic Games. And I think most people remember back in 2004 when those games were held in Greece. There was a lot of discussion about it, great performances. And one of the powers behind that whole Olympic effort was Jenna Angelopoulos. And she has written a book that I want you to check out because it's a great read. It's called My Greek Drama, Life, Love, and One Woman's Olympic Effort to Bring Glory to Her Country. I'm always interested, Jenna, why people write books. In your particular case, why was that?
Ron, I wanted to share my story. I'm sure many people, they will be excited to share a story. It's a story of my journey and of Greece's journey.
When you think about your part in it all, and you've had a chance now that the games are over with to reflect on it, what did you come away with most about the Olympic Games in Greece?
That they transformed our country to a can-do country, Ron. The Greeks, they were considered as a stereotype of the lazy people. Well, prior to the Olympics, for 4 years, we showed a different country, a can-do country, who cut red tape, who overcame bureaucracy, who delivered on time and under budget. What does it say to you? That we've done Olympic Games in 4 years instead of seven. Who else can do that?
I have to ask you about the word you use, lazy people. And I've never heard that said about the Greeks. I've said that they enjoy life, they have a high passion, but I've never heard lazy. And that was a word you used. Why did you use that word? Why do you think that may be the image of Greek people?
Because there is a kind of a bad marriage with the European Union right now, Ron. Let me put it like that. As a woman, I would consider Greece in the position of the spouse, the betrayed spouse. And there are many there. Spain, Portugal, Italy, Cyprus, and Greece. So we are in a bad marriage. And they had this kind of measures that they are unpopular. And I would say, you know, in weddings I can hear, in sickness and in health, for richer and poorer, we see only the richer here, Ron. So what do we have to do? The lazy Greeks that we performed so well during the Olympics. We're a great country with great people. We enjoy life and we can be productive and competitive. So give us a break. Give us a marital counselor, actually, for our marriage to work.
Take me back. Why did you want to take on this challenge, the Olympic challenge?
Because all my life is about challenges. Nothing came by chance. Nothing came by luck, as they say. I made the most of every opportunity if they didn't seem an opportunity to others. I don't take a no for an answer. Ask anybody you know, Ron, and who knows me. I'm a rebellious girl, bold, broke glass ceilings. And as a lawyer, as a member of parliament, as a mother, as a president of the bidding Olympics committee, and as a president of the organizing committee, I thought that I had to be determined, tough with people, not just men, I remind you, to women as well, because I expect a lot of them. And I don't believe that there is such a thing as Mission Impossible.
You know, what's funny is that there's a lot of similarities between you and me, at least from a family standpoint. I'm going to share something with you. I grew up in a family of strong, successful women, and I always say I came to admire them, not fear them. Now, you know as well as I do, that's not always the case when it comes to men, maybe even European men. I don't like to label anybody. But strong women, really, men don't know how to deal with that. How were you received, not only within your culture, but within the European family culture?
Actually, you were born, Ron, in a family with strong women, and I was born in a family with strong men. My father-in-law came to the United States, and he worked in steel mills in Indiana, beginning of the 20th century. My father was had a comment when friends that were asking him, "How do you feel that you don't have any son?" And he was answering, "I don't feel a son. I don't need a son. I have Gianna, my daughter." So after that, he taught me a very, very valuable lesson in life. You don't have to be afraid about anything. You can do whatever you want as any man. You can achieve any dream and any goal. But telling the truth, Ron, the thing is that come from humble beginnings and a modest family, I had to fight all the way up. Up and down and side by side with men and women. And actually, I believe in strong women. Don't tell me that women, they have to be gentle. Tell that to Margaret Thatcher, if we had her here, actually, or to Golda Meir of Israel. I believe that women, they can have strength, intelligence, power, self-belief, and they give life, they endure pain, something that I used a lot with my fights with the politicians in Greece, actually. And they can really change the lives, the communities, the countries even.
For somebody like you who's an achiever, I'm sure there have been many ups and downs, but take me back to your childhood for just a second. What were some of those early challenges you had to face, Gianna?
I was in a male-dominated community. I was born 1955 in Heraklion, a small town in Crete, a beautiful island in Greece. Have you been ever to Crete?
Yes.
I was biking every day to the Knossos Palace. You have to go once. The first palace in Europe and in the world. And I admired the women that they had open breasts, you know. And after years, when I planned the Olympics, I tried to put all our culture and we show the world that we are a can-do country, but also a country with great heritage and history. Now, I left my city where I was born and raised. I went to study law. I became a lawyer. And then I decided to help people besides me. I was a young woman, a young mother, a young lawyer. I didn't have any means. I didn't have any background, any political family, any sponsor, as we say. You know what is the trick that I say in my book, in my Greek drama? How people, they voted for me in Athens? I thought of distributing basil seeds. You know the basil plant, that it is the symbolism of summer, Greek home, the smell of, actually shows, I mean, doesn't let the mosquitoes come by. So it's a kind of the Greek plant. So I told people, plant the seeds and your life, your houses, they will change. That was a kind of trick, my campaign trick. So every time I had to use my brain, and I did it, but also my intuition, my charm, I used all weapons on, all but one.
Gee, I wonder what that
great
one was.
Great message for young women and elder women, Ron. You know about powerful people.
Let me take you back to 2000. How much trouble were the Olympic Games in 2000?
A lot of trouble. The president of the International Olympic Committee, President Samaranch, warned Greece that he would move the Olympics away. Imagine a humiliation. I remind you, it's needless because you know so much about sports history around the world. You are a legend, actually. And I forgot to say that I'm honored to be here and to speak to San Francisco. Imagine that back in 1990, Greece lost the games to Atlanta. Why? Because we were the favorite, arrogant bid. Now, when I bid it for the games, we changed the strategy and we showed the country who want to win on merit and not by right. And then they forgot all these lessons and it was a slow progress. So the prime minister again asked me to come back to help for the Olympics. What could I do? I told them, am I crazy? Am I going to undertake a mission, organize Olympic Games in 4 years instead of seven? Who has done that? Only us, we did it. But I had to start as a person and motivate our organizing committee, our community, our city. Greece, we went to be Team Greece, and we delivered. We worked for the first time as a disciplined team. We worked countless hours, 24/7, and for the first time, we, the citizens and volunteers, we asked, what can we do for our country? Not what our country can do for us.
Gianna, I've got to be honest with you. One of the things that I thought about when Greece was offered these games was that I know what the cost is, both in money and just in effort and everything. And I wondered whether this was going to be the thing that would sink that country. And after the Olympic Games, obviously we all know what's happened economically and financially to Greece. Was this, not so much for Greece alone, but for any small country, is this too much of an effort, the billions and billions of dollars that one has to raise and has to use in order to build an Olympic effort?
Two questions, three answers. I start for bidding for the Olympics. As I know, San Francisco received a letter from your National Olympic Committee to bid for 2024. Yes, it is a lot of money. Yes, it's billions. But remember two things. Number one, your community has to be very excited, very enthusiastic. This is the way that the community will not be wasted during the long time waiting for the bid to have, you will have the victory or not, or waiting to organize the Olympics. If you are excited and enthusiastic, you can support the whole effort of the city. Number two, yes, a lot of money. I remind you one thing. Once in a generation's lifetime to put infrastructure projects in your city that they are needed. Once in a lifetime opportunity to add facilities for sports, for the people, for youth. Yes, a lot of money. What is important? Plan beyond the Olympics. Has a vision beyond the Olympics. Only if you plan for after the Olympics to integrate all these facilities and projects in the citizens' lives, then your dollars are dollars well spent. Sorry to interrupt, there are many cities that they show they forgot this lesson, like Beijing and Sydney and London even, and most of all Greece. We forgot that we had to plan for the day after. Our politicians, they didn't let this great lesson to be integrated in people's lives.
Yeah, you make an excellent point on that. We got about 3 minutes left, and I want to ask you what you want people to take away from this wonderful book.
The can-do attitude. People can do whatever they want in life. And also, Greece, please don't blame the Greek people. Greece is a wonderful country. You can visit. You can spend your dollars in a fantastic sea and sun environment with friendly people. Be like Mike Jordan. Be like Mike, who is celebrating his third honeymoon there. And Greece actually spent $6 billion for the Olympics, and the debt in 2009, it was 365 billion euros. So you graduated elementary school, I'm sure. Do the math.
Is there a particular moment when you think back on the games themselves, the competition, something that is ingrained in your memory, your mind, that really kind of epitomizes those Olympics in Greece?
The effort of the Greek country, the Greeks, that they show to the world that they can do in 4 years with their will, with their strength, with their love of history, with their kind of wish to be on the international stage and be admired. And also me, as a proud woman, as a girl from Crete, who addressed the world, 2 billion viewers, about what our country can offer to the Olympics. And this was a great lesson. Not what the Olympics can give to us, but what we can give back to the Olympics.
Being a person who likes to go out and accomplish things, what's on your bucket list? What are some of the things you'd like to do in about a minute?
I want to help my country, and I want to be a happy mother, a devoted Mediterranean mother with three grown-up kids, and come back to San Francisco.
It is a great city, there's no doubt. I mean, we're heard worldwide, of course, on our network of stations, and even though I've flown to Iraq, Afghanistan, and elsewhere, I always come back, and it's something special about this. And I'm sure you feel the same way about Greece. What is the hook of Greece? What is it that grabs someone about that country?
You know, this country has great history, great archaeological sites, great food, great people, great sun. You can choose whatever. Put the dimension of your kind of imaginary island that you will spend the rest of your life with companion or without companion. Okay, spot Greece. Come there, and it is worth a try. Like President Rock said, unforgettable dream games, you will have a visit, an unforgettable dream visit to Greece.
In about 15 seconds, are the people happy that they had the games there?
People, they are very happy, and they are very proud. And they are very proud because they showed the best of themselves. And this is a lesson for every country and every city who wants to have the Olympics.
Check out this book. It's called My Greek Drama, Life, Love, and One Woman's Olympic Effort to Bring Glory to Her Country. It's a wonderful book and a wonderful personal story as well. Gianna Angelopoulos with us in the studio. We take a break, continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on Sports Byline.